In San Francisco, the street food scene exploded after the recession, and there are now food trucks with every food imaginable. They even have their own marketplaces, like Off the Grid, that serves more than 15,000 meals a week in the Bay Area. But some brick-and-mortar shops feel the trucks are stealing business from them, and now they're fighting back for their piece of the foodie pie. These restaurant owners say it's unfair for them to pay for their primo real estate while a food truck can just park in front of their business. In an effort to calm the waters between the two sides, San Francisco's Board of Supervisors passed legislation governing new food trucks, specifying when and where trucks can do business. The law has been in effect for just about a month and a half, and it's still unclear whether food trucks and brick-and-mortar restaurants have called a truce. KALW's Tiffany Kamhai talked to a few food truck owners at lunchtime to see what they think of the new rules and regulations.
I got a hella vegan, one side samosa.
You can tell when it's lunchtime in the financial district. On the corner of Bush and Battery Streets, you'll see a long line of people at a bright orange and pink food truck.
Thank you. We hurry up at Curry Up.
Curry Up now is still at the same spot where they first got their permit to serve food back in 2010. On the menu are various authentic Indian dishes served in a familiar form. Basically, Indian-style burritos.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good. Can I get a jalapeno with no shaved onions in it?
What about pico de gallo?
That's fine.
All right, can I give me a jalapeno vegan, please? No extra onions.
The combination of convenience, quick service, and diverse foods is what brings customers to food trucks like this one. Desiree Mingoa works nearby. She says she orders from Curry Up Now almost every week.
It's convenient. It's around... just around the corner from my job, so I don't have to go to no restaurant or anything. I mean, food trucks are awesome.
So we started off in September of 2009 as a little food truck, kind of just a random idea.
This is Amir Hosseini. He started the food truck with Akash and Rana Kapoor. Hosseini says Curry Up Now got into the street food scene in 2009 when food trucks were everywhere. It was just after the financial crisis.
And after, you know, a few months, we realized that we kind of had something here, and we really pushed forward on it and kind of turned it into a full-time business.
Since then, Curry Up Now has become one of the most popular food trucks in the street food scene. That's why Hosseini and his partner Akash made sure to participate in the drafting of a new food truck law. And Hosseini says it was a compromise for both restaurants and food trucks.
I'd like to think that we have a kind of a healthy balance of what works and doesn't work. Brick and mortars, restaurants, it's kind of set in stone. You know what you need to do. You know what those guidelines are, what you can and can't serve, you know. And with food trucks, for a while, I think that it wasn't so clear-cut on a mass kind of, emphasis.
The new legislation requires food trucks to stay at least 75 feet away from brick-and-mortar restaurants. Before, food trucks could operate near any restaurant, as long as the food being served was different.
But you have to get vegetable pad thai if you want it gluten-free, because the chicken has a little bit of soy sauce.
You know, I think time will tell exactly how it works out.
Matt Cohen is the founder of Off the Grid, the Bay Area's largest food truck marketplace. Cohen is also street food's biggest defender. He's been working on the new legislation for 2 years. Cohen says changes to the law were needed because it wasn't clear enough for food truck operators. Many didn't know what was and wasn't legal when it came to serving food on public property. Cohen also says he wanted the law to recognize that food trucks are an important part of the food industry.
Street food businesses are a part of the neighborhood that they serve, and hopefully they're adding something of vibrancy and a sense of like on-street activity to a space. They're not just simply poaching customers from the side of the street.
The new legislation is also designed to lower the bar for those looking to get into the business. Permit costs have been as high as $10,000 without a guarantee of being approved. The new legislation would lower the permit fees and also expedite the process. It's something food truck owner Casey Crimes would have appreciated when he was applying for a permit.
The whole permitting process for me, start to finish, it took 8 months. From the time I submitted the application and then went through the the hearing process, because there were a few objections. You know, obviously there are restaurants nearby that weren't really too thrilled that I was going to be around.
Crimes owns Casey's Pizza, a food truck that has been serving East Coast-style pies in the financial district since 2011. When it comes to relationships with brick-and-mortar restaurants, Crime says many of the objections stem from misunderstandings. Many restaurants are open for 8 hours or more, while food trucks usually operate for 2 or 3 hours a day. Crimes also says a lot of brick-and-mortar restaurant owners don't realize that food trucks have the same kind of expenses as them.
I mean, it's all relative. You know, we're making X dollars and they're making Z. So we pay sales tax, we pay workers' comp, we pay federal tax. We're the same kind of legitimate food business as them.
Many organizations were at the table during the drafting of this new law. The Golden Gate Restaurant Association represented both the interests of restaurants and food trucks. Rob Black is the association's executive director.
There's not a lot of places where the city and county allows private business owners to operate on public land for profit. And so the city's tried to come up with a way to regulate that in a way that works for everyone.
San Francisco's food truck laws have been around since the 1970s, when pretzel and hot dog carts were popular. But the law has changed very little since then. Black says this new law is an attempt to catch up with the city's evolving food scene. But he says it's hard to tell if it will work for everyone right away.
It's never going to be perfect for everyone, but it can be a place where we're promoting and fostering the innovation that the food truck community brings to our culinary scene here in San Francisco, at the same time ensuring that it's a fair competition where somebody doesn't get to use the public right of way to unfairly compete with someone else.
The funny thing is, operating a food truck is kind of like operating a restaurant, just on a very smaller scale.
Curry Up Now's Amir Hosseini knows that firsthand, because in 2011, Curry Up Now was doing well enough to open a restaurant in San Mateo. Earlier this year, the company opened up its third restaurant in San Francisco's Mission District. Hosseini says that they haven't had any problems with their food truck brothers so far. In fact, Hosseini says the San Mateo location welcomes other food trucks.
You know, it brings people to the area, and so I think we're totally okay with that. I mean, the food is what, for us, is important.
And in the end, delicious food is all it boils down to for Bay Area foodies. In San Francisco, I'm Tiffany Kamhai for Cross Currents.